This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 360 for Friday, April 19th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Today's futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged Friday in choppy activity, with the bias higher at the close as the market continues to stabilize after falling sharply lower earlier in the week. Canola up $1 to $2, July up $1.70 at $624 per ton. In addition to speculative positioning, gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also provided spillover support. However, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both weaker. Canadian canola exports continue to run well behind last year's pace, with exports of about 128,000 tons in the past week, bringing the year-to-date total to 4.4 million tons. That's about 2 million tons short of what moved at the same by the same point last year. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Speculative short covering was behind some of the activity, with the ongoing concerns over unrest in the Middle East also keeping some caution in the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans up 16 cents in the July contract at $11.65 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 121,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning, with the majority to move in the new crop year. However, U.S. soybeans do remain pressured by cheaper beans from Brazil as the harvest wraps up there, and a weaker Brazilian currency encourages increased farmer deliveries. Corn futures higher, up 6 cents in July at $4.43 per bushel. The USDA announced flash sales of just over 200,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Corn traders continued to follow the Midwestern weather news closely. Rains across parts of the Midwest will likely cause some seeding delays, but will be beneficial for the crop in the long run. Wheat futures higher on the day. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in July at $6.52 per bushel. Kansas City up 7 cents in July at $5.83 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 13 cents in the July contract at $5.66 per bushel. Persistent dryness concerns in parts of the southern plains remained supportive, with forecasts calling for overnight lows near freezing also underpinning the futures. However, crop damage is unlikely, and there is also some beneficial moisture in the forecast. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, April 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.